perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Cozy, how's that obstacle coming?
Well, it's coming along fine, considering the J, the K, and the period don't work.
You want me to take anything upstairs?
Yeah, give me a minute. I'm almost finished.
Did you want an envelope for that?
I think a newspaper could give its reporters typewriters that work. I'm gonna have to use the typewriter upstairs again. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Don't do that, baby. Larry's not here. Come on, come on. Jennifer.
Hi, Valky.
What are you doing here? If Cos and Larry sees you again, he's going to start to put two and four together.
Now, excuse me, baby. I'm not one to pry. Wait a minute, back that up. I am one to pry. Why all the sneaking around the past 3 days?
Valky, Marianne, and I are trying to surprise Larry and buy him a new typewriter.
No, just a typewriter.
No, no. A Wellington 4,000 with feather touch control.
Valky, I've been everywhere, and the Wellington 4,000 is just too expensive.
Oh, bummer.
Have you tried Anderson's office supply?
No.
It's out the front door, two blocks west on the left, down an alley. Knock twice and ask for Malcolm. And whatever you do, don't stab his tattoo.
Terrific. I'm going down an alley to talk to a man with a tattoo.
Jennifer!
Larry!
Cousin! Look, who came to visit us?
Again? That's 3 days in a row. Are you, placing another ad in the classifieds?
Yes, she just came to visit us right after she placed her ad in the classifieds, in the Chronicle, in Chicago.
Great. What are you selling this time?
My toaster.
Her oven. Her toaster oven.
Are we still on for tonight?
Tonight?
Dinner?
Oh, dinner. Sure, right. Well, I gotta run.
You know, Valky, I can see right through her.
Did you send away for those special glasses?
No, I'm talking about that classified ad nonsense. The first day, she said she was selling her sewing machine. I checked the ads. The only sewing machine listed was by some guy named Malcolm. The next day, she was supposedly selling her water pick. No way, she loves that water pick. And today, her toaster oven. Valky, I think I know what's going on.
You do?
Obviously, Jennifer's got a bad case of the Larrys.
Well, of course she does. Don't be ridiculous. Are the Larrys anything like the Willies?
No, they're nothing like the Willies. Valky, I think she's falling for me.
Interesting.
Tonight, I'm taking Jennifer out to dinner, and I'm going to pull out all the stops.
Oh, cousin, are you going to let her order the double whopper?
Better. Tonight, I am taking her to a restaurant with waiters.
You're taking waiters and you're not taking me?
I'll take you next time.
All right, you're too kind. I'll get it.
Where's Larry?
Oh, he's in the bedroom getting ready for your date. Did you get the Wellington 4000 with feather touch control?
Now listen, Anderson's is still too expensive, but they told me their supplier is having a clearance sale, and maybe I can bargain with them.
Oh, I love bargaining. I got this vest by bargaining.
Well, I hate it.
Well, let's not mince words.
Oh, no, not the vest. I hate bargaining. Belky, you have to come with me.
Well, no problem. Tomorrow after work, you can pick
me up. No, tonight. It's the last night of the sale.
Well, what about your date with Cousin Larry?
Don't worry about it. I'll just make it up to him another time. Just meet me downstairs in 5 minutes.
Belky, which of these shirts do you think Jennifer will like? Oh, Jennifer. You're here already.
Larry, I'm terribly sorry, but I can't go out with you tonight. Something came up.
Oh. What?
What?
What came up?
Oh. Well, you see, I got a chance to work the Concorde flight to Paris. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, I didn't know the Concorde flew out of Chicago.
That's why it's once in a lifetime. Well, I'll see you when I get back then. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Pretty lucky break for Jennifer, huh?
Concorde, please. If she's gonna lie to me, I deserve better than that.
Oh, cousin. What makes you think she's lying to you? She's your friend. Friends don't lie to friends.
Thanks. I know you're trying to cheer me up.
Oh.
But times like these, it's really important to have a friend like you to talk to.
Oh, cousin, thank you. I'm glad I could be here for you. Well, I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Well, you know, at times like these, it's also very important that you spend time by yourself, so I think I'm just gonna go to a movie.
I'll go with you. Might cheer me up.
You know, on second thought, I really don't feel like a movie. But why don't you just go ahead?
Yeah. Who am I kidding? A movie's not gonna help. I'd rather stay here with you and talk it out. That always makes me feel better.
Okay, fine. I spend all evening trying to cheer you up. I give you one pep talk after another. I invite you to go to a movie, but you insist I go with you. I give until I'm blue in the head. But you want more. Well, let me tell you something, Buster. I have no more to give. The cupboard is bare. So if you want to sit by yourself and feel sorry, go ahead. But don't make me look at it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need some fresh air.
Falky, I still can't believe we got such a great deal. Where did you learn to bargain like that?
Well, on Meepo's only a fool buys retail.
Oh, you were incredible.
Oh.
Yes, you were.
Oh.
Yes, you were.
Oh.
Shh, Larry's going to hear us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just don't know how much longer I can fool Cousin Larry.
Well, just remember, if Larry finds out, it'll ruin everything.
Okay, all right. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Get some sleep. You've earned it.
I will. I'm exhausted. Valky, you were great.
Oh,
Well, you were. I learned a few things from you tonight.
You know, it's like I always say, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Well, you're the best. Good night.
Is Balky here?
Larry, Balky's your roommate. I live with Jennifer.
Is Jennifer here?
She left early this morning. Is anything wrong?
Marianne, I think you had better sit down. I have some rather shocking news to tell you.
Have they discontinued this pattern?
Marianne, listen very carefully. Jennifer and Balky are having an affair.
What do you mean?
An affair. A tryst. A liaison.
Yeah.
Balky and Jennifer are having a cheap, sordid sex thing.
Balky and Jennifer? I can't believe it. Balky's the sweetest guy I ever met. And Jennifer and I have been best friends since we were 8. How could they do this?
Love hurts, doesn't it, Marianne?
It sure does. But Larry?
Yes.
Why are you so upset?
He's still asleep. Good morning, cousin.
Good morning, cousin. Well, you're just as smooth as you can be, aren't you?
Well, I do use a moisturizer. Enough about me. You look hungry. You know what? Why don't we go out for breakfast? Let's get you some breakfast that I'll buy.
I'm not hungry.
Well, then why don't we take a stroll? We'll just walk down State Street, that great street, and build up an appetite.
Right.
Cousin, don't put your coat in this closet. Because the other day I saw a roach in there the size of a Winnebago. Oh, boy, was it a big roach. And, oh, there it goes. We gotta get it. Come on. No, but you can't
help
it.
Just got it. Okay, Balky. When you're ready to be honest with me, let me know. Until then, I'll be in my room.
Now, wait a minute, cousin. Wait. Don't go to your room. Let's just be honest. Let's sit down and let's just be straightforward and honest and just let our hair down. You go first.
Okay, Balky, let's stop the charade. I know what's going on.
You do?
Yes, I do. I know all about you and Jennifer.
Oh, you take my breath away. If you only knew how hard we try to keep it from you.
Aha! So you admit it!
Cousin, I am so bummed you had to find out.
Just tell me, how long has this been going on?
Well, we've been kicking around the idea for a couple of months, but we really didn't do anything about it until last week.
How could you deceive me all this time?
You're asking me? It wasn't easy. But, you know, it got kind of fun when we pictured how surprised you would be when we sprung it on you.
When you'd sprung it on? What were you going to do, send me a telegram?
No, we were going to invite you over to dinner. And then right before the dessert come out, we were going to yell, surprise!
That's how you were going to tell me that you and Jennifer are lovers? You steal my girl. You lie to me. And then you throw me a party to tell me about it? Have you no guilt? No shame? No remorse? Well, obviously not.
Larry Appleton!
Aha!
How dare you talk that way to Balky? He's your best friend.
My best friend? Oh, really? Really? And where did my best friend take you last night, huh? Dinner? Dancing?
An office supply clearance sale.
Kinky.
Actually, we were buying a present for you.
Oh, is that why you were in Balky's bedroom?
That's exactly why I was in Balky's bedroom.
Oh, yes. And what were you doing? Gift wrapping it? That's a Wellington 4000. With feather touch control.
Balky away from you. We were shopping for a typewriter, remember? Oh, right. Larry, they weren't having a cheap, sordid sex thing.
I know that now.
I think we'd better go. Let's talk later, Larry, okay? Marianne, you never know what's going on.
Thank you.
things people do when they misunderstand each other. I mean, what you think of the stupid things I did when I thought you and Jeff... What? It just makes you want to laugh out loud, doesn't it? Huh? Huh? Oh. Balky, I don't know what to say. I am so sorry. It's just that when I thought you and Jennifer were involved, I kind of overreacted.
Kind of overreacted? Kind of overreacted? You had a meltdown.
Well, I thought you stole my girl, but you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You were buying me a Wellington 4000.
With better touch control.
Why would you do that? It's not my birthday. It's not Christmas. Why would you buy this for me?
Why would I buy this for you? Why would your best friend buy you a present? What am I? The first best friend you ever had? Am I the first best friend you ever had? I am the first best friend you ever had.
Maybe. But I guess after what I did, that's all over, huh?
Oh, cousin. Cousin, so much to teach you, so little time. Of course our friendship isn't over. Best friends forgive each other. And I forgive you. Let's open this baby up and see what she can do.
Oh, no, Balky, I don't deserve that.
Oh, Cousin, please take it.
Oh, I can't.
Please take it.
I can't.
Take it.
I can't.
Take it.
No, I
take
can't.
It.
I can't.
Take the typewriter. It's a gift from a friend.
Okay.
Okay.